Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Driving with Wayne and HowToSellYourCoaching.com. I'm actually going to do a check this out. Please, I'm going to do a class teaching social media. How to use social media, how to use video, how to reach out to people, and then we're going to be doing a class on podcasting. Here I am doing a podcast in the car on a rainy day here in Wilmington, North Carolina. Let's talk about how to sell your coaching. Let's look at some opportunities you may be missing. So I'm on the phone yesterday evening, quick discovery call, you know, find out how they discovered our offer, what we could help them with, where their pain points were, their goals, the typical session. Came down to, I heard a lot of intrigue. The more we got talking, I found his hot buttons, found out we could help him. Looked at what he was doing, and I saw the missing pieces just as clear, because, you know, as when you're a coach, you can see it from the outside. It's so much easier. And I said, listen, here's how it looks to work with us over the next 6 months. And I laid out the program. Okay, this particular program was one of our lower entry point programs, but it was still a challenge for him financially. And he said, listen, I knew this was going to be an investment, so I've already checked with this person and my credit's at this place. So, a couple of options. A, okay, disqualified, shouldn't be on the phone with me. Or, B, how do I continue to help him? So, I sent him podcasts, I sent him videos, I sent him just tons of great information that would help support him in his path as an entrepreneur. Also, I said, let's work together, not on coaching at this point. Let's work together on being resourceful. One of the biggest things you're going to do as an entrepreneur, and this was my words to him, one of the biggest things you're going to do as an entrepreneur is learn to use the resources that you have and to be resourceful when you do not have. Understand that. To use the resources that you have, but to be very resourceful when you do not have any resources. How do we find who would invest with you? And that was my question. Who believes in you enough, or believes in the program enough, or the market that you're entering into? And who believes in that enough to invest in you? And whether it's a gift, a family member. I've had many people say, hey, my brother-in-law, my brother, my uncle, my father, whoever, they're going to give us the money. So if there's somebody that would believe in you, that would say, I believe in you, here's the money. Or, in this case, instead of looking somebody to give, who would invest in you and say, hey, listen, this is a business opportunity. Here's my estimated, you know, we can look at ROI for the first year. And I would like to either A, pay you back, or pay you back with interest. Come on. Sometimes people that have extra income, there's people that have literally hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars they're not doing anything with. Maybe they got it in the stock market earning a few percent, or they got it in a money market, a mutual fund or something. But you go, listen, I need you to believe in me. This is what the fee is. This is what it's going to take me to get going. And some of them will go, okay, I'll do it. Here's what I need back. Here's what I need back. There's a gentleman outside of, he's in North Carolina, he's moving to Tennessee, and he's starting a log home business. It's pretty big up in the mountains. And so he called, and his proposition was very clear. Here's our marketing plan. Here's, and he laid out his business plan. And I need $10,000. I need $5,000. And, you know, I need $20,000. Whatever you want to give. And then he's got a contract. And he's, now again, this is a risk. Understand this. But he's guaranteeing people back double their money within a year. For somebody that 5 or 10 may be their life savings, that's not a good investment, guys. But for somebody that's just got the extra cash and wants to say they have their hands in it, maybe they're just curious. I want to have my hands in that business. Then they may invest in you. The reason I'm telling you this is you're going to run into people a lot that do not have, if you're selling high ticket, $5, $10, $20, $25,000, $50,000, whatever your program is, you're going to have people that cannot afford it. First thing I always do is I send them over to, hey, let's look at what is available. Let's jump over to, and if it's $5,000 or $10,000, I'll say, let's jump over to paypal.com. They have a great little small business credit line. Let's also jump over to LendingTree.com. And I know there's some private companies as well, some of you may be affiliated with. But LendingTree.com, you're going to get a number of offers. I'll give you an example of how that worked. I had a person come to me and they said, Wayne, I really want to do this program. This program we were selling at the time was $15,000. And like $14,000 and some change. And so they said, I just don't have the $15,000. It's just not even possible. So I went to LendingTree.com. I put in my basic information. And I didn't go through and do a hard pull on my credit. But my basic, what I mean by that was, I put average income of somebody. I put average, you know, credit score. I just put in the average, basic. And I did a screen share. So I was doing a Loom.com screen share, and I showed them, okay, if this was a $15,000 loan, look at how cheap it is. Now instead of $15,000, it was, I don't know, a couple hundred dollars a month for 3, 4, 5 years, depending on how far out they went. And then I went back and I backed it down while I'm still doing the screen share recording to, you know, $7,000, $8,000. I went up to $20,000. And I showed them, it's just another option. And that's one of the most powerful phrases you can tell someone when they're trying to make a decision. I just want to give you another option. It takes away the, it's an option. It takes away all this resistance. They looked at it, said, I'm on board. They went to LendingTree. They got the funding. They came in our coaching program and they're rocking it today. Here's what I did though. I took that same Loom video, because I never mentioned their name in particular, in the Loom video. And I take that same screen share Loom video and I give it to other people, like this, you know, gentleman. I said, listen, and he's not even trying to get $15,000. I said, I'm going to send you a quick video. I want you to look at it. It'll show some options with LendingTree. Sometimes people need to see it, and then their curiosity is, well, wonder if they'll give it to me. And I said, yes or no. In fact, his own words were, I'd rather have a yes or no than a maybe. And I said, I totally agree with you. Here's the thing. If I can help him, if I can get out of sales pitch mode, hear me guys, and really get in, how can I serve this person today? And really work in that over the next, you know, the next few days, I really believe we'll find the money. We'll find the funding that he needs. Here's another thing. A lot of you that are taking installment plans, if you can offer a pay in full, so let's say you're at $10,000 a year, so that's $800 a month, you know, almost $900 a month, $800 something a month. They say, hey, what if I give you $8,000 for the full year? Now you're going to save, you know, $2,000. And you, then they either pull out the American Express, they go to LendingTree.com, whatever, they find the funding. Here's the beautiful part of that. As long as it says it very clearly, and it should say it very, very, very clearly in your contract there on the refunds, then they come on board. They're committed, guys. You have the full $8,000, which means you have more positive cash flow, which means you can operate your business without stress. That means you can go out and coach more efficiently and help people in a better way. But the beautiful part is they're not having to think about that bill. You know, they make, yeah, they're going to pay LendingTree or they're going to pay the American Express or whatever bill. But they're not, it's not you they're paying every month. Does that make sense? If they have any negative connotation towards a bill, it's towards American Express, Discover, LendingTree. It's not towards you. But the most important part is they think about quitting. How many people start coaching programs and never finish? So they think about quitting, you can go back to them and say, listen, look, let's take a look. You've already invested. And you're invested in this. Let's take the next right step. And they're not, because there are no refunds, a great majority of them will go, yeah, I'm already invested. I'm in it. Let's work it. that's how you bring transformation to people. You get them to stay consistent with the tools and the techniques and the, you know, the framework that you have of coaching long enough for them to see results. So if you have people to say, I just don't have the money, and it's not a smoke screen, they're not blowing smoke, it is a true, I don't want to say objection, but a true reason, then how do you help them become resourceful? Say, well, listen, part of my job as a coach is to help you in areas just like this. Let's get resourceful. We don't have the resources other people do. How can we be resourceful enough to make it a reality? Are you with me, guys? All right, here's what I need you to do. Jump over to callwithwayne.com, callwithwayne.com. Let's talk about your business. Let's look at your business. Let me pinpoint any areas. Let's just do an audit. Look at your business, where you're at, where you want to be, and see what we can do to help you get to that next level. So the call is absolutely free. No obligation. callwithwayne.com. And of course, if you want to look at our other videos, blogs, podcasts, and so forth, go to how to sell your coaching with Wayne.com. How to sell your coaching, .com. So here's what I need you to do, guys. Call with Wayne.com or howtosellyourcoaching.com. Make it a great day. I am in a rainy mess. I'm going to get off here and drive. And I hope this podcast has been great for you. And we'll chat again tomorrow.